Leprosy was the most feared disease of antiquity. It was a horrible disease in which literally people's hands and face and body would be eaten away by this horrible disease. People who were lepers were forbidden to have any contact with people. They were sent out into the countryside. They were required by law to say, "Unclean, unclean," to anybody who was near so that they would not come near them. It was forbidden that anyone would touch them or even be close to them because of the fear of the epidemic spreading. So in the context of the character of leprosy and of the efforts that were made to quarantine lepers and to prevent then an epidemic of leprosy by essentially requiring by law that lepers isolate themselves, the societal structures of Jesus' day were trying to prevent an epidemic. That was also why it was necessary for him, in order to enter into normal social relationships, to go and offer the proof of his cleansing to the priest. This was a legal matter as well as a religious matter. So he needed to offer sacrifice, but he needed to show himself to the priest, and then the priest would authorize that he was indeed clean. And the offering was a sign of his cleansing that would convince people that he really was clean, so that then they wouldn't isolate him and wouldn't attack him or drive him again into a quarantine. The desperation of the leper is then reflected in the way in which he asks Jesus, you know, saying that he had confidence in him. If you want to. Now, I've changed the translation from "if you choose," because "choose" just is not sufficient as a word of to convey the depth of the passion that Jesus needed to have in order to undertake this healing. The word that is used for "moved with pity" in Greek is splagnidzo. It is that Jesus splagnidzoed for the man. And splagnidzo means literally for your bowels to turn over. If you've ever had that experience of seeing someone who was disfigured or who had suffered a great injury or had lost a limb or whatever, you can feel that compassion and of your bowels, you know, turning over compassion for this person. So that's what's described here. And you need to try to convey the intensity of that emotion in your words and in the tone. Likewise, for Jesus to stretch out his hand and touch him was a big deal. By doing that, it was probable, in terms of the assumptions of Mark's listeners, that he would contract the disease. And so for him to touch the leper was an act of great courage as well as compassion, and showed that he had power over leprosy also. So Jesus says to him in response, you know, "I want to. I want to make you clean. Be clean." Now, this is performative language. It is like, by the authority vested in me by the state of Ohio and the United Methodist Church, I declare that you are husband and wife, which is trivial by comparison to what Jesus was doing. But it's the same kind of language. It is a word that does what he is talking about. And immediately then, the leprosy left him. And the gesture here is of the leper looking at his hands and seeing that he was indeed clean. It was the transformation of his life and was the removal of this curse, of this illness. You can't overdo it. Now Jesus then sternly warns him and sends him away, telling him to tell no one about what had happened and how this had happened, but simply quietly to go to the priest, show him that he was clean, offer the sacrifice that was required by the law as a sign of his cleansing to the people, and then to just go home, not say anything, because Jesus knew that if the word that he had healed the leper got out, not only would he be besieged by people, but there is also in the background a threat, the threat of his being persecuted, his being arrested. So Jesus tries to keep the secret, to keep it secret as to, you know, who he is and what he is doing. But the man is so ecstatic at what has happened that he becomes the first evangelist. And he goes out and spreads the word, tells the story everywhere against Jesus' wishes. So it is, on the one hand, great fun. He went out and, you know, so you got to convey, you know, his sheer joy and enthusiasm at his new freedom. But also there is, in the background of the tone of this, the danger that is now present for Jesus.